If you would have said that he planted it, if you would have told me that he went down in his backyard and he planted only these vegetables on all four sides, he planted cucumbers, the yachas b'yemsa, and one tomatoes he put in the middle, shaper, then you'll be right, and that's the way you have to, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way you have to grow vegetables. If you want to grow two different vegetables, you have to have on the four corners of the fields, you can have different, the same one type of vegetable, and then in the middle, another one. That's not called Klai Yisroim. If they're so separated, that's good. So if you would have grown like that, then I would see you're right, that there's Nisa Klai Yisroim Chutz Loretz. Elohacha, but here what he did was, Mishum Noi, he started, made it look nice. That's why he made separate rows. But he wasn't Makpid Vedavkid to separate them like Hilchos Kloyim. It could be in Eretz Yisrael, these type of rows would be also. But Akoponim, he made separate rows, or even if they'll be butter. But Akoponim, the reason why here he made separate rows was found for practical purposes, to make it look nice. Vinami Mishum Tircha Deshamahi. He had Rachmanis on the Shamish, they would have to go and collect the vegetables. So he wanted to make it easy for him. Like this, all the cucumbers get ready together. So he wanted to have one row of cucumbers, and the tomatoes another row, to make it push it easy for the Shamish. When he goes down, when the cook says, I need cucumbers, so he goes down and gets them all in one row. When the cook says, she needs tomatoes, he goes down to this row, pick the tomatoes. Like this, they'll be mixed up together, it'll be hard to get the tomatoes, get the cucumbers. So what the locker is, Klai is Royim is Mutin Chutz Loretz. And the only reason why here he made separate rows was for practical purposes. Mishnah says, Koloise mitzvah achas. Somebody does one mitzvah, ma'ativim loy, you get a gewaltig eschus. Well, soon see, Rashi says, Mashma, in this world they give you reward. In this world, or ma'arichim loy yomav, and they give you a long life also. V'noich le'esorot, you'll be zoichet to get, Rashi says, it means chayil mabo. The real eretz is chayil mabo. But b'chol she'ein oise mitzvah achas, somebody does not do one mitzvah, ain't mativin lo, they do not give him reward in this world, v'yem arichin lo yomav, v'yein anoich l'esaretz, he won't be zoichah to get Eretz to go, to Eilam Abo. So it's mashti, even if he doesn't do one mitzvah, he won't get in. Well, what's going on? So see in the Gemara. Or in Minu, I have a question like this. Eilu dvorm, that Eilu dvorm, shodom oichah perasein v'ilam azeh, these are the mitzvahs if you do, you eat the peiris in this world, the Akaran Kiyam is the Elam Abo, but the real reward is an Elam Abo. Eluhain, only these special mitzvahs. Kibbet Avheim, respecting your parents, Gibbilas Chasodim, Lugimis Chasodim, Vachnos Asorchim, inviting guests over, Vyavor Shalom, Adon Machavero, and making peace between your two friends, Vetamut Organ Kulam. So, Kurz Mashm, only these mitzvahs, and not other mitzvahs. And here the Mishnah says, Kolois the mitzvahs, any one mitzvah you do, you get reward, and you get Elam Haba, Samashm, all mitzvahs. It's called Yoicha Parasayim Lo Mazen Karen Kegemis Lo Mabo. And here the Mishnah says, in Peya, you only get these, the only these special mitzvahs. Rashi, Hana Yud Yoicha Paris, the Karen Kegemis, Avo Mitzvah, Riti Mashma, the Mitzvahs Loi, you don't get your reward in this world. I've been not, now Mishnah says, Mativu Loi, Benech Lasarach, Mashma, all mitzvahs, any mitzvah you do, you get your reward a little bit Parasayim in this world, and you be Zoicha Tele Mabo. Two more instances. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Kolo oisa mitzvah achas yiseiras chiyosef. Like b'shas ha-din, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is done a person, and his scale is 50-50, he has 50% of eris, and 50% of mitzvahs, and then he has one more mitzvah that outweighs the scale to put him onto a tzaddik, then mativin loy, let's say, then the zoicha this year, to get reward this year. V'doyma k'mishu mekayim kol Torah kula. His k'mak sin like a tzaddik. His scale was outweighed, the mitzvahs outweighed the averis. His called like a tzaddik. Yeah. So Mara says, Mechlau, tahanach afilu b'chod enami, mashma, only one you need. Rashi, afilu lekayim sham mitzvahs of t'miyo, haruba avaynesu. So it comes out that what's the pshat of the Mishnah in Peah then that says Eilu Dvarim Shonam Echa Perseim means not in this case. There it's Mashmi, even if the Averis scale has 2 million and your mitzvah scale has come out just one mitzvah, just one of these mitzvahs also get reward. Because if the scale there is equal to any one mitzvah you do that makes the scale more for the mitzvahs, you get reward. So the Mishnah there that says, no, Eilu Dvarim Shonam Echa Perseim has to be talking about where the scale is not equal, where you have much more Averis. Then just for this one mitzvah, you get reward. So where's the question? Is that true? For the Gemara, Even if the guy has a million and one averis, and only one mitzvah, does he get reward? How could that be? He's a Rosh Hagomor. Amar Rav Shema Yeloim Mitz teaches like this. Shem Hoysa Shkula, let's say his scale was equal 50-50. Machras, and then on the mitzvah side, there's one of these mitzvahs, then that mitzvah like weighs double, and will outweigh him to put him on the Tzad HaSchus. If you don't have one of these mitzvahs, stam, your scale is 50-50, and then you have one more mitzvah that outweighs, so that's our Mishnah talking about, that matibulo, they give you the reward, and you're zeich of olam habo. I have a question on this, is that true? Kol sesh chiyosov, merubim miyavanoisov, merayim loy, v'doimim kimishasar kol tarakula. Says here is chuyos amrubim am more than his averus. He has more mitzvah than averus. They make it bad for him, and it's like he burns the whole Torah. For lo yishayim menu afilu achas ice. They won't even leave over one ice. But v'chol shavon ice amrubim is chuyos. Anytime the averus are more than the mitzvahs, mativin loy. Then he will get reward. For daimik mishakam kol Torah kula. For lo yichisar ice achas. They didn't leave over one thing. So what's going on here? It's a stira. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on tomorrow, Mizrahi. Again, we'll start holding up. Lama Tesla Mabez. Say the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says, Kol Ha'isa Mitzvah Achas Mativen Loi. Whoever does one mitzvah, they give you a reward. Umarichim La Yom, if you live long. For Kol Shein Ha'isa Mitzvah Achas, if you don't do one mitzvah, Ein Mativen Loi, they do not give you a reward. V'ein Marichim La Yom, if you don't live long. V'ein Alech La'asarach, you don't Yarshin Olam Habor. Vres Kasha Remin, we'll have a Kasha. It says, Elu Dvorim only mashma these mitzvahs. That Shadom Eichel Parasem Lolo Mazer Bekaren Kasem Lolo Mabo. These mitzvahs you get reward in Karen Kayemis. Elohein Kibud Avein Kamilos Chasodim V'Yachnos Hatzorchim V'Yavor Shalom Baron Chaveroi V'Talmotor Keneged Kulam. Mashm, only these mitzvahs you have this inyan that you receive a reward on this world and also you get Olam Habo. And now Mishnah's Mashm, any mitzvah you do, you get Olam Habo from it and you get reward on this world also. So for the stira, is it only these mitzvahs or any mitzvah that you also receive reward on this world? So Marian says, Amr Rav Yehuda Hachi Kama. This is what it means to say. Our Mishnah means like this. Koloise mitzvah achas yisei raz chiyosif. Is b'shas ha-din. If your scale is 50-50, 50% averis, 50% mitzvahs, and you have now one more mitzvah. That's what our Mishnah means. Koloise mitzvah achas, if you have one more mitzvah, then you have averis, then the locher is mativen loy, they'll give you reward for it, and v'doyma kemisha mekayim kol Torah kula. It's like you're mekayim the whole Torah. Michlal, now Michlal, if that's the Pshana Mishnah, if so, then this other brisa that says, Elu dvorim shanam echo v'eva selim, it's a Mishnah, that Michlal, tahanach afilu b'chodanami. If so, mashma these dvorim, that you say Shadom Eichel Parasem B'Olam Hazeh applies even to a person that he has more averus than Tzchuyas. Still, for these mitzvahs, you receive reward. And you say Chotelam Habo. The question is why? If on a scale he has more averus than mitzvahs, why should he be Zeicha? So Gemara says, Amr Rav Shema Yeloi Mamitz teaches like this. Shem Hoysa Shkula Machra. That means that by these mitzvahs, Eil Devorim, if your scale is 50-50, even though it's 50% averus and 50% mitzvahs, but if you have one of these mitzvahs in it, that's machras, the scale, to be Daniel Lekavzchus. V'chol oysa mitzvachas yisei ras chiyosov, mativun loy. So that's pshat in this Mishnah El Dvorim. So Taizi asked the question, really, the entire Balav Ha'achinam Yerminu Mesech to Rosh Hashanah, the Rav Chesed mitzmata ka b'chesed, kishen shkulim, chutzakash anyway, let's say a person is 50-50. The guy is 50-50 anyway. That's the mid of Mata Kalpe Chesed, Hashem has Chesed for you, and he gives you a din like a tzaddik. So what do you have to have one of these mitzvahs for? Now the whole answer is now that this Mishnah of Edel Dvorm, Shalom Echo Parasalem, Parasayim, of Kibbut Aveh, Megumlis Chasod, means in the case where your scale is 50-50, and on the Sadha mitzvah, you have one of these mitzvahs, it's Machrach Lakamskhus. Mashm, if you don't have one of these mitzvahs, then 50-50, you remain 50-50. Aye, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, no, Hashem is Mata Kapi Chesed. The Torah says, that I call upon him, you remain a Beinoni. True, Hashem has Chesed on you, but you remain a Beinoni. In order to be considered a Tzadik Gomer, that's only if you have one of these mitzvahs. that when you have a 50-50 scale, and you have one of these mitzvahs on the mitzvah side, then you're doimah like a tzaddik gomer. Now, our Mishnah says, if you have one more mitzvah on your scale than you have averis, then you receive reward in this world and in the mabo. Or a minu avakasha says a locha says a din that kol shes chiyosav meruba meavanosav. If somebody has more schuyas than he has averis, his scale is more tzad mitzvahs than the averis. The locha is mariam loy. We give him a bad life on this world. Rashi says boilam azeh. Lin kaisam yavanaisam, like to pay him back for the avarice he has, in order that he'll be able to be zeicha toyla mabo. V'doyma k'mishasar of kolotar kula, v'lo yishayim imenim afilu waisachas. And we let him look as if he wasn't mekayim the whole Torah, as if he burnt the whole Torah, and he didn't leave over one ice. In other words, we give him his punishment on this world, k'day that he should be zeicha toyla mabo. And the opposite, what's going to be v'chol shavanaisam meruvim mischiyosav? We have a person that is scale, he has more mitzvahs, then he has if he has more averus, then he has mitzvahs. So what do we do? Mativen loy. We let him enjoy life. V'doyma k'mishem mekayim kol Torah kula, as if he is mekayim the whole Torah. V'leichisa imenu, he doesn't missing anything. And the same svara, we let him have his reward on this world. K'day that in the next world he'll get Gehenim. So Yechuri, you see, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you have one more mitzvah, we give you reward. And here the Mishnah, the din is not like that. If you have one more mitzvah, adarabah, we give you your punishment of this world. So Rabbi Abaye says like this, Mas Nisa, know what our Mishnah means? The avdinan le yom tov of yom bish. It just means, if this is his din like, we make a yom tov in Shemayim, or else we make a yom ra for him. But that halacha is like it says in this brisa. Like Rashi says, Mas nisim the toni mativ, and after our Mishnah says we make it good or make it bad, it just means we'll make a yomta for him. That means me shoyis the mitzvah yisayr with the rubas chuyais, misaknim la biyela mazeh yomtif, she nefroim imenu. So just means like this, our Mishnah, that if the person has more mitzvahs than he has averis, so like they make a yomta for him. What does that mean? We make it good for him. But what is called good? That on this world he'll receive his punishment, he'll have to take a bad life maybe, in order that it should be zeicha to get a good olam haba. And for kids, somebody that has more averus than he has mitzvahs, for him they make a yom bish, a bad day, which means that they'll let him have his reward here on this world, k'day that he'll get his punishment in the next world. So that's all the pshatim, we don't know exactly, or sometimes we see tzaddikim that have a hard life, and sometimes we show him have a good life. We don't know exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. But this is one of the reasons why Hashem does that way. That sometimes for tzaddik Hashem makes it, that for the few averus that he has, he lets him have his punishment on this world, k'day that the next world would be pure. And by Rishayim it's the opposite. Sometimes Hashem lets them have a good life on this world, k'day that they get all their pay here, and next world they get the punishment. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Mas Nisin the Avdin Le Yom Tov Yom Bish. Let me just say it here. Rav Omer Rav says, Hamani Rabbi Yaakov. I tell you, no, this goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. So as our Mishnah means, no, if you have more mitzvahs, we give you reward on this world. I, the Braisa before that says the opposite, that goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. The Omer Schaim Mitzvah Hayal Maleka. He holds there's no reward for mitzvahs on this world. The Tanya will learn like this, Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Ein lecho ko mitzvah sheksuva b'Torah shematen tzchor b'tzida. Any mitzvah that says in the Torah, if the Torah says the reward for the mitzvah, you should know that reward really means the tchias amesim. So therefore, shein tchias amesim tlu yibo. Anytime the Torah says a reward, it's a proof that there will be a tchias amesim. Because tzchar b'hayal malekar, Rabbi Yaakov holds in this world, we don't receive reward for the mitzvahs. The reward is after tchias amesim, no elam abo. Because it says like this, the kivud aveng, the pasuk says, "Leman yarichu yemecho, leman yitav lecho." B'shluach hakan, says, "Leman yitav lecho v'rach tiyamin." Harei, what's going to be now? Shom aloyove v'alei lebira. The father tells you, "Go up to the top of the roof, v'yehav v'li goizolus, and bring me down some birds." The yolo lebira goes up to the roof. V'sholach esein, he goes up there. There's a nest there, and there's the mother on top of the young kids. So first he does the mitzvah, he sends away the mother, and then v'not lesabonim. Then it takes the kids. When he comes down, he falls and kills himself. So the question is, he just did two mitzvahs with Kibbut Avei, Mishlucha Kan. The Torah says, Mariches Yomim, and Mitoivloch, you have a good life. So where is it? Elo, what you have to say is, Lamanita Vlocha means Loilam Shekula Toiv, it means Loilam Habo, and Tchias Amesim. Ulaman Yaricha Yamecha means Loilam Shekula Yorach. That's what Rabbi Yaakov's pshat. That the mitzvah, the tzchah, the terrorist says, applies only to the next world. The terrorist is not talking about the reward you receive on this world. For the Mar of Adil Malav Hochi Evi, what's Rabbi Yaakov's raya? Maybe it never happened like that. Maybe there's never such a case. Any time a person goes to do the mitzvah, maybe he won't die. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza. Rabbi Yaakov saw a case though. He learned this pshat after he saw a case like this. He once saw a son go up to the roof to get his father the birds, and coming down he killed, he died. So now Rabbi Yaakov dashed in the pasuk this way. Fred Gemara, what's the proof? The Dilma Mahara Be'Avera Hevi. Maybe this son, on his way down from the roof, he was thinking about an Avera. So that's why he was killed. So Mar says, if you think about doing something bad, Hashem does not punish you, it's not considered like you did it. For the Gemara, that's true usually, but maybe he was thinking about the Aveira of Aveira Zara. Here the Pasuk says, Laman Tov, which is basically that if you just think about Aveira Zara, it's like you did the Aveira Zara. So if the son was thinking about doing an Aveira Zara, for that he deserves to be killed. So Gemara says, no, still Rabbi Yaakov had a question. Because, you're going to tell me, that you do receive some reward on this world, if so, how come the fact he was doing a mitzvah now, he was doing two mitzvahs, he was going up to the roof to get the birds, and he did the mitzvah Kibbut Aveim and Shluch HaKan. So the mitzvah should have protected him. That he should have not come to be able to do this chet of hirur. Since he was able to think about Avodah Zarah, it's a proof you do not receive reward for the mitzvahs. Therefore, if you would have received reward, the reward would have been at least to protect you not to do Averis. So since this person, even if you want to say he was Maharu, thinking about doing an Avera, that's also a proof that you do not receive reward on this world. Anyway, forget about reward. But there's Avtoch, you're not harmed by doing a mitzvah. That's only when you go to do the mitzvah. Here he was coming back. Not when you're going out, not when you're coming back. So how come this son fell and killed himself? The Gemara says Sulam Ruhevi was a dangerous ladder. The Kviya Zeka, like it was a Makam Kavuas, it was only to happen. And whenever it's a dangerous situation, you're not allowed to be Sonachan Anais. Then even though you're doing a mitzvah, the nest won't come. It's not zikha, the nest will happen. The proof from this is, the pasuk says, Vayayme Shmuel had a taina to Hashem, Eich Elech, how can I go and anoint David, Vashama Shol will hear about it, Vahargeni, and he'll come to kill me. The question is, what do you mean Shol will kill Shmuel? If Shmuel is going to do a mitzvah now, Hashem is telling Shmuel Anavi, you go and appoint David to be the king, so what are you afraid about that maybe Shol will kill you? You're doing a mitzvah. That's a raya, you know, that where it's Shchich Hezekah, then ain't Samechim al Nes, it could be, he would have been killed. And Omer Rav Yosef says, Il mole darshe ochor l'hai kro, k'Rabbi Yaakov babrate, if ochor would have darshin, the posting, this inyan, the way Rabbi Yaakov darshin it, loy chot, he wouldn't have come in that curse, he wouldn't have sinned. The Yachar, my heavy, what was the story with Achar? Achar was at Sadat, then at the end he turned back to be a Rosha. Ikad the army son said he high gav lechos. He saw this type of a case. He saw a kid going up to do kibbut avein, and on his way down he died. So mele became an apikurus. Ikad the army son said lishna the chutzas amaturgim lechosa. But as saw rugi malchus, he saw the way chutzas amaturgimim what they did with him. They killed him, and his tongue was lying on the floor. Chosa devi gorolei dover achar. They saw the way it was dragging it along. No, he saw the way a pig was dragging along his tongue. So he said like this, Tesh Hefek Magolius, such a tongue that spoke out so much terror when he was alive. Yelach HaChofer, can he now be killed and lick the floor? So therefore, Nofakota, therefore Acha became an Apikuris, and he did the Chatoim. But really, you should have dashed the way of Yaakov dashed. That's Chav HaYamalek, you don't receive your reward on this world. Therefore, you shouldn't become an Apikuris. Amol Hashem does din on this world, but avada the tzaddikim receive their reward in Olam Haba. Rami Batovia Barav Kisna Rami Rav Tuvia bar Rav asked the question LaRava to Rava. Tanana says like this in our Mishnah, that kol oisa mitzvah achas mativ loy, if you do one more mitzvah, then yaveris, you get reward. Asi, and if you do it, yes, lo yasla, if you don't do it, no. Or a minute, I have a question, like mashma, by not doing the action, you can't make yourself into a tzaddik. But I have a question, it says, Yoshua, somebody sits back, v'lo yovra avera, noisim loischak, yoisa mitzvah. Says, so if you're 50-50, all you have to do is just sit back and don't do averis. By sitting back and not doing averis, for that you receive reward, like you did a mitzvah. And now Mishnah is mashma, no, only if you go and actually do another mitzvah will you receive reward, will you be a tzaddik. But if you just sit back, not. Amalei answered back, Hosam, not that you say over there, if you sit back, it's like you get tzchar, there's only a special case. There the case is, Chagoyin Shabor Devar Avera Liyodoy, for Nitzalei Menu. There's a case where you had an opportunity to do znus, a zayna came to you and said, let's have znus, and then you sat down and you didn't do it, for that you get reward. But just sitting down, you don't get reward. Mar says, Ki ho de Rav Chanina, Bar Papi, how once happened to Chanina Bar Papi, that Tavisi Matrinusa, a Goyish lady, was Taveyim, wanted to have znus with him. Omar, he said, Omar Milsa, so Rav Chanina said something, and Mole Navshe Shichna Bekivna. He made his whole body become full of Shchin, that she should not want to be with him. Of the Himilsa, but she did something, some type of Kishafir. She spoke something back, Viyiska, and he made her, she made him well. So what did he do? Orak Tosha Behi Bebani. He went and hid himself into a special Beba Bani, the Beta Kise was, or Beth House. Techi heavy island betray when two people walk in there, feel be a mom heavy miski. Even if two people walk in there in the daytime, they would be hurt. In other words, there were mazikim there. So he didn't care, he went and hid there. Lamarcha the next day, Yomale Rabbonin, man that rucha. So Rabbonin said back to him, who watched you? No, you had to have big schusim to stay alive and being in that bathhouse. Malu, he said back to him,